From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Palestinian protesters clash with Israeli troops in the West Bank a third day this Saturday. This follows U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters hurled stones at troops who responded using tear gas and other riot dispersal means. One man is said to have been killed as a result. Mr. Trump's declaration did set off a wave of protest across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the wider Arab and Muslim world. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Saturday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. The militant group is still capable of executing insurgent attacks in Iraq, as it did in November when it regained control of the last town it held near the border with Syria, before relinquishing it again over the following weeks. Iraq now turns its attention to rebuilding the many areas of the country that were devastated by the fighting and assisting some 3 million Iraqis who are still displaced. Civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis says he will not attend the opening Saturday of a civil rights museum in Mississippi because President Donald Trump is in attendance. Lewis, who is 77 years old, worked with Martin Luther King Jr. He led the Civil Rights March on Selma and spoke at the March on Washington in 1963. For the last 21 years, he has represented the state of Georgia in the House of Representatives. Firefighters continue to battle several wildfires in Southern California, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures. This is VOA News. The UN political affairs chief expressed willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula during a visit to North Korea this week. Amid a rising war of words over the North's missile and nuclear programs, Reuters' Samantha Vadas has that story.
It was the first UN visit to North Korea in years. Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman returning from his four-day trip to Pyongyang on Saturday, where state media says he expressed willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula. It also said the UN envoy acknowledged the negative impact of sanctions on humanitarian aid to the country. Feltman's the highest-level UN official to visit North Korea since 2012.
At least 6 armed separatists and a police official have been killed and several people wounded in the southwestern Cameroon English-speaking town of Mafi during an attack on a military post. The attack occurred after a special envoy from Nigeria assured Cameroon that they would work jointly to reduce terrorism on their frontiers. Cameroon has been complaining that armed separatists were using Nigerian territory as a training ground.
Cameroon Communication Minister and government spokesman Issa Chiruma says hundreds of youths armed with guns, machetes, and spears attacked Cameroon's police unit in the English-speaking southwestern town of Mamfe Thursday night. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his outrage about the attack against a UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in which at least 15 Tanzanian peacekeepers and 5 Congolese soldiers died and more than 50 were injured.
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop-contributing countries in the service of global peace.
Council members met in a closed session Friday afternoon to discuss the attack. After holding a moment of silence and tribute to the victims, the peacekeepers were part of a special intervention force based in eastern Congo. The attack occurred late Thursday in troubled North Kivu province. A former aide to a U.S. Republican representative, Trent Franks, has told the Associated Press the congressman repeatedly pressed her to carry his child, at one point offering her $5 million to act as a surrogate mother. The 8-term lawmaker abruptly resigned Friday, bowing to an ultimatum from the House Speaker Paul Ryan, who told Franks that he would refer the allegations to the Ethics Committee and urged him to step aside. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.